That was, of course, Jethro Tull with a Christmas song off of the Jethro Tull Christmas album, which came out in 2003 and is a great album. If you like Tull, it's a great Christmas album. Wizard gave us I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. That was a single that came out in 1973. Most excellent. Before that, Canned Heat, Boogie Boy, The Little Drummer Boy, that's off of Canned Heat Christmas album, which came out in 2007. Isaac Hayes gave us The Mistletoe and Me off of Stax, It's Christmas Time Again, a compilation from Stax Records, came out in 1990. And we started that set off way back when with The Sonics. Santa Claus off of Merry Christmas from The Sonics, Wailers, and Galaxies, which came out in 1966. And that was that set of music. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for another 50 minutes or so. And then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. You've got your Saturday night lineup here on WMFO. It starts off with the Dweezil Show. Phil brings you all the great local music. Then you got Classic Rock Mine, the obscure classic rock. And then Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank, all kinds of silliness. So, you know, lock your dial or whatever you listen from on WMFO 91.5. That's all I'm saying on the subject. We are now going back to the German compilation that we kicked off the show with. This is a compilation called Heavy Christmas, with came out in 71. Bunch of different bands on it, all Christmas themed. Some weird, some not so weird, some heavy, some not so heavy. And then there's this one.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. And if you wish to be assured that flesh will turn to clay, I have tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. I have tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen behind your coated walls. Remember please to lock your doors before the darkness falls. And don't let you want sight before the voice of daylight calls. Bringing tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Bringing tidings of comfort and joy. Standing still before your frightened eyes. And when the time to move has come, it's off to paradise. With your tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. With your tidings of comfort and joy.
Me so very uptight. Where does Santa get all those gifts from? Why is he riding so late at night? I know why.
I know why.
The kid is high. get it stoned. Have a piece at least once a year.
If he's an institution,
we like him like he is.
What would ever happen?
There's something that's in me, something that I cannot ignore. Why does Santa come down the chimney? If he were cool, he would come through the door. But I know why. Head is high.
We'll be right back.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah, hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, they used that to sounds eat heavy.
Eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Like the weather outside is fine.
That was Dawkins. We were rocking with Dawkins. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Before that, we were rocking with Twisted Sister, Let It Snow, off of A Twisted Christmas, which we heard a track from earlier. That's from 2006. Cheech and Chong with their classic Santa Claus and His Old Lady, which came out in 1971. Slade, once again, we heard from Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody, which was a huge hit for them in 1973. Cheap Trick gave us I Want You for Christmas. Rotary Connection with Peace at Last that explains that Santa smokes mistletoe to get high. I don't know, it was 1968, so I guess it made sense back then. And we started that set off way back when with a band called Marcel, who gave us God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with the really cool guitar in it. That is off the German compilation Heavy Christmas, which came out in 1971. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. And we have 20 more minutes of obscure Christmas classic rock stuff and some other stuff. But it's all Christmas related. I guarantee you that. Guaranteed. And then in 20 minutes, Belinda will come in with Bubbles in a Think Tank. At least 2 hours of silliness. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to keep the Christmas rock going. What can I tell you about this next guy? I don't know. He's a good guitarist. So dig this and dig it deep.
are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice gotta get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just gotta be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now, listen. Alvin, where are you at?
Come on, Alvin! Stay out of it!
Yeah, Alvin, be quiet. They really turned me on, I believe is the expression.
Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this.
Red suit uncles, pointy trees. is for history.
Have some time off for good behavior. 14 days, give or take a few. Hey there, sweet baby Jesus, let's share a birthday card with you.
Christmas just isn't going to be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag.
brand new band.
That was Bob Seger with his first, I believe his first band, The Last Herd. That was Sakatumi Santa, which came out in 1967. Foghat gave us Winter Wonderland, which was a single that came out in 2013. Jethro Tull, Birthday Card at Christmas, off the Jethro Tull Christmas album, which we heard from earlier, that came out in 2003. Canned Heat with the Christmas song, featuring all kinds of other people. The Chipmunks. Canned Heat Christmas album, 1968. That single came out. The Christmas album was much later. Kenny Wayne Shepherd started the set off with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer off of Merry Axmas, which came out in 1997, all of which means we have reached the end of the Christmas edition of Classic Rock Mine. Bubbles in the Think Tank is up next. I have one song to leave you with. It is by far the most popular song I've played on this program, and probably one of the most important. It's a wonderful, wonderful song, and captures the spirit of the season, and it sounds like this.
Happy Christmas, Joe. Happy Christmas, Joe. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
Let's hope it's a good one.
That was The Dweezil Show, and this is a special Christmas edition of Classic Rock Mine.
Silent night, holy.